Old Mutual is feeling the impact of the coronavirus. The company expects to miss growth targets going forward. For now, challenging macroeconomic conditions on the continent has led to a 25% plunge in full-year headline earnings. And the company's CFO, Casper Troskie, joins us with greater perspective on that performance and outlook moving forward. Thanks so much, Casper, for joining us this evening. So the focus at this stage more so on your outlook with, as I highlighted at the top, the group forecasting a miss on those growth forecasts for 2020. It's hard to imagine any player in the current global economy being left unscathed at this point. How worried are you?
We are quite concerned about the growth prospects. Just to correct you on the headline earnings, you know, the number that you quoted of 25% down, I don't think that's representative of the comparable earnings. If you look at our comparable earnings, those were up 7%. So I just wanted to correct you on that matter.
Let's take a look then at how you'd rate your performance over this period, because it has been amidst a very tough time. Results from operations, let's focus on that number, falling back 2% for the year to the end of December, with, of course, you unbundling Nedbank part of that impact. But you've also reported lower inflows in most of your segments, Casper.
Yes, so the business has been impacted by lower GDP growth. We also saw quite a low growth in markets for most of the year, with the index returning 5.7%. But most of that uplift only happened in the fourth quarter. So we earn fees on funds under management. So if markets are not growing, it's very difficult for us to grow.
Having said that, how are you maneuvering in the current climate? Of course, on your end, global market disruptions, the volatility, as you've highlighted, hitting hard. So what are some of the mitigating tools that you're looking to pull out?
Obviously, we've delivered on our cost objectives for 2019. We took out 1.2 billion in costs on a comparable basis from 2017. So the ongoing focus will be on simplifying the business and making sure that we are cost conscious in the next year to two.
Yeah. Of course, we've got the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy, Casper, providing some distraction today when it comes to your numbers. How much distraction is it from the impact the entire Peter Moyo and management and leadership saga has had on the business?
I don't think we've been operating as business as usual for the last number of months, so I don't think the court case is a distraction anymore. Our real concern now is about how we manage the coronavirus and how we actually make sure that we don't cause the spread to get out of control. So that's the key focus at the moment.
And building a business and growing a business in this tough time, you expecting South Africa's GDP still to grow at 0.8% for 2020. Are you perhaps just overestimating a little bit what South Africa's growth potential is right now?
I think we set those estimates a few weeks ago. Obviously, what's happened in the last week or two with stock markets dropping with very big drops in the stock market, we'll have to reassess those estimates going forward.
I asked the question, Casper, because you've conducted stress tests to model the effect of a perfect storm-type scenario on the business, and one wonders whether what has been conducted and the conclusions are robust enough if premised on that 0.8% growth forecast.
Yeah, our perfect storm scenario is like a 1-in-200-year shock, so what we've seen so far gets nowhere near those type of scenarios. So we feel very comfortable that our balance sheet remains strong and we'll be able to withstand any of these short-term stresses.
What is the worst-case scenario you've modelled on?
So we hold capital, for example, we hold capital for a 1-in-200-year stress on a regulatory purpose, which is about a 43% reduction in equity prices. We then hold a perfect storm over and above that. So if you think about it, we held the regulatory capital. We then have a perfect storm that's over and above that, which is approximately of that size. And then we hold additional capital to make sure we have a buffer above the perfect storm. So that's why I'm saying we feel very comfortable with our current capital position.
Let's leave it there, Casper. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Casper Troskie, who's CFO of Old Mutual.